For our message this morning, I invite you to turn with me in your Bibles to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter, St. Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. And will you hear these words? When they had come near Jerusalem, and he reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and her colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on him, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." We give God thanks for this word to us. Amen. Let us pray. And now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. The Lord has need of him. I agree with those writers who have said Palm Sunday is the beginning of the last act of the drama. The beginning of the last act of the drama. Jesus entering into Jerusalem at the time of the Passover. For background, the Passover. It was decreed that every Jewish male who was able would be in Jerusalem for the Passover. It was believed that there were some 2.5 million people in Jerusalem at this time. Jesus knew how the religious leaders felt about him by now. Jesus knew that the cross was not far away. But yet Jesus would still enter into Jerusalem in a way that he would not be missed. This moment is all about identity. Even after all of the teaching and the miracles of Jesus, even after he has put the question directly to the disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" This was still the question. And the question was made even more difficult to answer. The reason being, Jesus was always so different than what was expected. We have come to speak today of thinking out of the box and going against the grain and the new paradigm. Jesus was about these ideas long ago. By this I mean he questioned the idea of kingship. Jesus would redefine what it meant to be a king. For here on Palm Sunday, as the king is riding a donkey and a colt, the crowd was shouting, "Hosanna!" And I want to come back to that shout in just a moment. But first, the king on a donkey. This is an act of humility. And it was not an accident. For this is what Jesus had planned all along. Picture for a moment that Jesus had made plans with his friends in Bethany. That at this moment, and the disciples were to go to the friends and to say, "Give us a colt and give us a donkey." And the password would be, "The Lord has need of them." Jesus would fulfill what are the words of the prophet Zechariah. "Tell the people of Israel, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on a donkey, even a donkey's colt." This is who Jesus was in his earthly life. With Jesus, truly the kingdom of God is at hand. And we know this because Jesus was born in a manger. Throughout his earthly life, he did not have a home to call his own. Jesus cared for those on the margins. He cared for children. And Jesus taught that if you want to be the first, then be the last. And now we see him riding on a donkey and a colt. There was something different about the kingship of Jesus. And one of those differences is that here is a king who would be humble. Humility is a call upon each of our lives. Did you ever hear about the story of Dick Jones? Dick was always, I mean always, in a hurry. He was active in his son's school. He was active in charitable organizations. He was active in the church. He had an important job where he was supervisor of others. But one day Dick took sick. And the doctor said to him, "The only way you're going to get well is you're going to have to stay in bed and rest." Dick said, "How am I going to do it?" But he did. He went to bed, he tried to rest, and while he was trying to rest, he had a vision. A vision that just lifted him up to heaven. And he looked over and there he saw the throne of God. And there the angels were asking God, "What's wrong? You seem troubled. What is it?" And God said, "What will I do today?" They said, "Huh? What will I do today? Dick Jones is sick." A part of being who we are is to know whose we are. We have been transformed and redeemed by a king who rode into Jerusalem on a donkey and a colt. Let us go back now to the crowd and their shouts of Hosanna. This word and meaning of Hosanna is actually a prayer. It is to say, save us, we beseech you. The reference, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, is to fulfill the words of prophecy that the Messiah would come. And to call Jesus a prophet was correct. Yet Jesus was so much more. Right in this day and time, there were persons who claim to be prophets. What was different about Jesus is that he was ready to give, ready to lay down his very life. The people were shouting, but do they understand? One commentary was very harsh in its assessment. The writer said, in using the cry, Hosanna to the Son of David, and this is a prophet. They were using the right words, but they still missed the point. They have all of the notes, but none of the music. They have their theology straight, but they will still end up rejecting Jesus. It was felt that some of the same people who were shouting Hosanna on Sunday were also those by Friday shouting, crucify him, crucify him. Another difference in Jesus' kingship was that instead of a throne, there would be a cross. If we can get all of this before us, then there is a call upon our life. I just like these words that were spoken to the owner of the colt and the donkey. The Lord has need of them. The Lord has need of them. And what I wanted to say this morning is, the Lord has need of us. The Lord has need of us. Our service, our devotion, our very life committed to Christ, the Lord has need of us. I saw this demonstrated this past week. Demonstrated in the life of Ashley Smith. It said of her in the newspaper that she married a man who enjoyed hanging around with the good old boys. And it was believed to have been them who took his life some 3.5 years ago. As a teen, she was arrested for shoplifting, drunk driving, speeding, and battery. Ashley was taken hostage by Brian Nichols, who had shot the judge, a court reporter, and a deputy, and escaped from the Atlanta courthouse. Ashley, after being taken as a hostage, Ashley would convince Brian to untie her, as she told him she wanted to live for her daughter. He untied her, and she read to him that night from the purpose driven life. And they discussed the themes together. They talked all night. She fixed him breakfast. They read from the Bible. And he finally let her go. She said that it was her spiritual upbringing. Her upbringing that she had forgotten, but she had rediscovered. It was her spiritual upbringing that allowed her to be calm. You know, the next time we saw Brian, there were some 19 guards surrounding him. Ashley was able to talk with him all night. The Lord has need of us. Wherever we are, whatever our walk may be in life, the Lord has need of us. If we respond with devotion, if we are able to truly surrender our very life, it is then that our shouts of Hosanna, our shouts of Hosanna, 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 our shouts of Hosanna, it is then that those shouts have meaning and praise. The Lord has need of us. Can we say, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? Let it be so, we pray. Amen.